Hi, I'm Brian Green. I'm here to give you today's news and tomorrow's weather. Chrissy and I are at the end of a long day. We've recorded like 3 episodes, 2 of which will never air, and we know it. So we've just wasted 2.5 hours of our life. Like we do sometimes, and we know it.
Brian's like, come on, Chrissy, give me one more.
Come on, baby. Ride one more home. We need just 1 hour of content I can air. I would never choose to do 2 podcast episodes a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I do 2 podcast episodes a week under duress. By the way, it goes on forever, so I'm not gonna kill you with 9 minutes of killing in the name. I just know it ends as poorly as it began. I get more sing-songy as the song goes along. Those who died are justified killing your wife when you know your wife.
The angry white guy at the front. Like, yeah.
Sweet cherry pie. We go from killing in the name of the sweet cherry pie by Warren. Sweet cherry pie. Oh, that 33P, they're cooking now. They're on fire.
They are, yeah.
Okay, you make the next call. You want Sugar Boy? Sugar Boy or Sappy Sweet Soul Sunshine? Which modern classic would you like to hear first?
I mean, that's a hard decision.
Well, it's really a win-win.
I mean, you
can't pick wrong now. Some of us. Because I don't get this whatsoever. No. I don't understand how this is attractive. It sounds like an annoying girl whispering way too loudly in a very sensitive microphone and then scribbling all over a piece of cardboard.
The pen to me sounds jarring.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's not soothing.
Not at all.
Okay. Perfect.
Perfect. Have I annoyed you completely? Well, here, listen to my chain rattle. Is that working? We should start an ASMR channel.
We should.
And see how popular we
are. ASMR.
CCB ASMR.
We'll just whisper our podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Chrissy. Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
Thanks, everybody, for joining www.tcppodcast.com. Life, you know?
Yes.
I guess with 4 boys, you have to watch your pennies. But these people take it to the extreme. And so I've got a couple of examples of that if you'd like to listen.
What am I saying
if you like to listen? I'm going to play it anyway. It's like you have a choice. You're here. That's the whole point of the fucking show, Brian.
Oh, you sure were lucky.
He sounds so creepy.
You've really stumbled onto something nice.
You sure were lucky.
It's like a conversation. It's like the precious, my precious.
I know. He puts the lotion in the basket.
You really stepped onto a nice piece of meat this time. She'll decompose faster than the last ones, that's for sure. I bet her arms will come off easier this time. She's a dandy little thing, isn't she? Oh, this is going to be fun, chopping her up one toe at a time. Oh,
oh, my God.
I'll probably get a promotion for this.
No, I've been to the weed stores in Colorado and California. And they do. They ask you, what would you like? It's like a bar.
I know. I've never been, but I've watched enough videos to know that it's all measured out and put in pretty little packages now. Like, yeah. Videos. I've watched videos because I'm still terrified of the nightmare that was me stuck to a floor.
Okay.
Yeah. These people like this video. There's like 2 million likes on this video. It's insane. He must have bought those likes. He must have bought those likes. Okay. Must have.
Now, for those of you who are new to my channel, and
how can someone not like our material? And then they go and they watch someone pretending to call Thanos at 3 in the morning in an empty gymnasium, and they like that material.
Right.
What are we doing wrong?
Is it a heartwarming reunion or a video full of red flags? It is time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats and dive into the latest saga that is dominating TikTok users for you pages.
first of all, it's this kind of shit that already starts the shit, right? I mean, no offense.
Time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats.
It's time to put on our Sherlock Holmes hats and find out whether or not this girl's life is going to be ruined forever by a TikTok video. I am contributing to that ruining of that life.
And you were really in love with Betty and Mary and Dallas and I don't know who else.
You're a man whore. Son, put your dick back in your pants. It ain't love. It's called an erection.
So the police officers took it from your wife?
Yeah. Okay. And my wife said to them, she said what? To them, no.
What? He's got to have time to think. Yeah, he's not quick on his feet, so he's like, what? I said, did your wife get busted with the weed? What? We just brought you in to do a little maintenance on our air conditioning. You didn't invent it. You don't even work here, really. You literally are the HVAC guy. Now take your Nissan Sentra and get out of here.
You're a moron. You're a moron, Bill. That's why we keep an eye on you. That's why you pay us money to send our inspectors in monthly to make sure you do not have ideas like Farting Friday. Bill, what are you thinking? This is almost as good as Wee Wee Wednesdays, where anybody can pee wherever they want to. The answer is no.
But if I was with Frankie Salon Sweeze?
Go ahead, go over to Frankie Salon Sweeze. Use your Wee Wee over at the Swee Swee. I don't know if you've noticed, but Frankie lives in a college dorm.
In early 2020, best friends Brian and Hoadley set out on a mission.
We are like 2,000 people away from getting 2,000 people to listen to this podcast.
The result, a mediocre comedy podcast.
You're telling me there's a chance.
I'm telling you there's a chance.
A for effort, you two. A for effort.
It's a double rainbow!
The Commercial Break with Brian Greene. New episodes on Spotify. Tune it in and ride it out.